From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A preacher's job is to tend to the needs of the flock, but sometimes that can come at a cost to a preacher's health. Now, the Duke Endowment's Clergy Health Initiative is trying to improve the physical well-being of Methodist ministers in North Carolina. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Dave DeWitt reports that the wellness program is having an impact, at least on one pastor.
Like their friends the Baptists, the Methodists love a good potluck dinner. Any church gathering can serve as a reason to bring out the cakes, cookies, and casseroles. And in rural North Carolina, that puts church leaders like Pastor Charles Lindquist in an awkward position.
And people used to say, get up there in the front of the line, you know, and you had this feeling of 90 pairs of eyes staring at you to see whose food you were going to take. So you were trying to take some of everything.
Lindquist, or Pastor Charles as he's known, heads the Jordan Memorial United Methodist Church in Ramsar, 30 miles south of Greensboro. The tacit pressure to take something from everyone's dinner offering has had a dual impact. He's beloved by his congregation, but he was not a healthy person.
Well, I was on blood pressure medicine. I was on cholesterol medicine. I was way overweight.
Turns out, Pastor Charles is hardly alone.
It didn't make any sense that pastors would be less healthy than your average American.
Raejean Preschold-Bell is an assistant research professor at the Duke Global Health Institute and lead investigator with the Duke Clergy Health Initiative. She was skeptical of anecdotal claims that clergy were less healthy because as a group, they were highly educated, had steady jobs, and had health insurance, characteristics that usually meant someone was likely to be more healthy. So she embarked on an extensive survey of Methodist pastors in North Carolina.
And my goodness, if they weren't right. We found very high rates of obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, and depression.
Much higher than the general public. Obesity rates for clergy were 11 points higher. Depression rates were double. Preschold-Bell believes she narrowed the problem down to the need for clergy to be on call 24/7 and the stress that comes with their devotion.
Clergy feel divinely called to their profession. They believe that they're called by God to do the work that they're doing. And this imbues a level of significance to everything they do that people of other professions don't often have.
Armed with that conclusion, Duke's Clergy Health Initiative launched Spirited Life, a two-year outreach program that provides individual consultation to about 1,100 Methodist pastors, helping them develop good habits for stress management, exercise, and healthy eating. Spirited Life has had a dramatic effect on Pastor Charles. He's lost 85 pounds in a year. He eats smarter and exercises, plays 9 holes of golf every week, walks, and dashes around the tight, hilly streets of Ramsar on his street strider, sort of an elliptical machine on wheels. Tony Marley has seen him tooling around town on the odd-looking bike. She's 91 years old and has been a member at Jordan Memorial since she was 16.
He looks great, and I think he feels good.
And while she's a fan of the new, thinner Pastor Charles, Marley's also one of the stars of those potluck dinners, where she has a reputation for her cakes. And that's caused Pastor Charles to develop a new strategy.
So now what I do is I take my time at the back door greeting people and then in my office, you know, just kind of calming myself after worship and taking my robe off and stuff. And then I make my way down to the fellowship hall. And by then, most of the food's gone.
Along with that new strategy and exercise regimen, Pastor Charles has more outlets for his stress. Altogether, he says it should keep him ministering to the folks at Jordan Memorial United Methodist Church for a long time. For Here and Now, I'm Dave DeWitt in Ramsar, North Carolina.
To which we say, who knew? Terrific story. And we'll have more in 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.